Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we've been hearing, the government has signed off on new lockdown measures, which will see schools closed until at least the end of the month. Childcare services will only be available to children of essential workers and vulnerable children. But essential workers will now be allowed to form bubbles with other households to help with childcare. Our reporter Della Kilroy today spoke to parents and staff at the Darndale Belcamp Integrated Childcare Service in North Dublin.
My name's Lisa and I'm here with my son, Jacob, who is four. Yeah, I just picked him up from creche. It's been scary, like, especially with no support at home. I kind of rely on the creche to open. So looking at the news and then the uncertainty of the government saying they might close all the schools and not knowing if the creche was going to open. Like, I was so worried because I might have to give up work because me and my partner work. So I'm a healthcare nurse and my partner works as a civil servant. So the two of us are mainstream and have to be at work and so to pay the bills and stuff like that to keep the house going.
I'm with healthcare nurse Lisa in Darndale Belcamp Integrated Childcare Service in North Dublin. With childcare facilities instructed only to care for essential workers, Lisa's son Jacob is one of just a few dozen children now permitted to attend the centre.
We have no family at home. My partner's originally from the UK and then my mother is in the care home at the minute with late dementia, so it's been horrible as well with that situation, not being able to see her and stuff like that. So only getting to see her every 6 weeks and stuff like that has been awful. Like,
so what does it mean to you to have this childcare centre open?
To have this childcare service open, it's been like a lifesaver because otherwise, me working part-time, I would have to give up work. So, and I would be out of work and trying to save and pay bills. It's just too hard. And with the creche being open, I'm able to continue working. And I love working as a healthcare, and I know I use all the PPE and stuff like that to keep safe, and I know my child's safe coming in here, because I know to check the temperature, and he's never had worry or anything, so I know they do the right precautions and stuff like that.
Kelda Barnes is manager of the Darndale Belcamp Integrated Childcare Service. It's one of the largest centres of its kind in the country, usually catering for over 200 children every day. This month, they now have just 30 children coming into the centre.
Over Christmas, obviously, with the numbers rising, that has hit us again and there's that sense of nervousness. So what we have done is we have opened for essential workers and our most vulnerable children. So little ones that we would have been doing during lockdown, we would have done food drops and so forth to certain families. So we've made sure that those families are catered for in the centre. Now, it's meant that we have only just over 20% of our children in, so only around 30 children every day coming into us. Where we are as well, the childcare centre is right in the heart of Darndale, Belcamp and Moakview communities. It is considered an area of need and so forth, so it's been really important for us to make sure that we are there to support families. What we've done is that we have split the staff in two to try and keep it as safe as possible. But that's something that you're really hoping you're going to be able to sustain. But in terms of money, obviously that's an issue. We're not getting the fees in and so forth from the children that aren't here. And the Sustainability Fund has been amazing for childcare. It has been such a support, but you just hope that that continues.
How do your staff feel about coming in now that the level of COVID cases is so high across Ireland?
My staff are nervous. That's the bottom line. Many of my staff team are caring for their own parents, are caring for their own families, and we're all very aware of we're now the people coming into the household and are the ones that could be the carriers. I think, like, in terms of announcement and everything, if the schools are shut, it does mean that some of my staff then are concerned about their own childcare arrangements for their own children and everything. And I know as a parent myself, we're going back then to homeschooling, which is horrendous when you're working full time and you have a partner working full time, or maybe you're a single parent working full time with children at home. My staff are frontline workers also. And I think they need to be recognised as that. It's kind of the lesser end of education early years and isn't always seen as frontline. My staff are there caring for children, hugging children, supporting children. They need to get their vaccinations in the first group as well to make sure that they are cared for and supported as well.
Back with mother and healthcare nurse Lisa, and with the rising COVID case numbers, she told me how she feels about her son attending the childcare centre.
At first, I was a bit anxious because I thought, God, I hope he's not the only child. But there's a lot of parents in the same boat, a lot of healthcare workers and people who have to go out to work. So I'm safe, I feel comfortable bringing them in. I do.
Are you worried that things might change in the coming weeks?
Yeah. There's always a worry in the back of the mind, like you're trying to watch the news, but you're not trying to watch it too much. That's kind of, because it's such a worry, like the news is so like depressing at the minute. But I'm trying to watch it to make sure there's no updates and stuff like that from the government.
And that was Della Kilroy reporting from the Darndale Belcamp Integrated Childcare Service in North Dublin.